Hey, it's late at night. I'm sleepy, yet I can't stop thinking about the Ethiopian girl. I met her several years ago in Western Ukraine, and we had a wonderful conversation. It was a coaching session. She was adopted by her parents and moved to one of the Western European countries when she was about 5 years old. And our conversation was about identity. She felt she belongs to that society, yet at the same time, she realized that as she grew up, her Ethiopian identity was craving for more, not even appreciation, but for the mere statement of the fact that it's there. It was an interesting phenomenon that she didn't call her by the name she was given at birth. She accepted the second name. And we talked about identity and whether we are allowed or we can allow ourselves to embrace multiple identities. It was so amazing to hear the person who is formulating the same concerns and the same questions that I was asking myself some time ago. I was born in Belarus in a Russian-speaking family. I lived in Ethiopia from 6 to 8 years old. Then I moved back to Belarus earlier before I lived in Kazakhstan when I was a tiny little girl, from 3 to 5. And then finally, at the age of 13, I moved to Ukraine. And I was always asking myself, who am I? I remember vividly the lecture of Norman Davis at Visegrad Summer School in Krakow some years ago, when he was talking about multiple identities and the fact that it's healthier, more fun, and it just makes more sense if we allow ourselves to feel, to be, to embrace these multiple identities. I felt such a relief. It was like accepting the fact that I don't know, beautiful. And just telling yourself, you're beautiful. I accept that. I acknowledge that. And I remember that after that lecture of Norman Davis, I came to realize that I'm all of that. I'm Belarusian. My native language is Russian. I speak fluent Ukrainian and I'm grateful for this country because it's given so much to me. And at the same time, I'm a cosmopolitan person. Now, that Ethiopian girl, she didn't call her by her first name, the name she was given at birth. And you know what? After our conversation, imagine this sunny terrace of a cafe in July, the heat melting in the shadow. After that conversation, she said, you know, I'm gonna call myself by my first name, that given name. And I thought, how touching it is to be present when a person accepts and appreciates, begins to appreciate a part of her ancestry, identity. It's not about ethnicity, please, no. It's about the roots of, it's about who you are and who you aren't. But don't you think it's beautiful to be called by a first name, the name you were given at birth? ¶¶